The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. And now, the five stories we're watching today.
All right, number five. French public health officials say that they've recorded more than 1,000 excess deaths since the, of all causes, but they think it is tied to this massive heat wave that's hitting. And their refusal to get air conditioning to their people is continuing to get people killed. Number four. Jeez. Yeah, U.S. The U.S. has become the first nation to host a FIFA World Cup team and strike that team's country on the same day. USA, USA, as Iran was playing in the World Cup over the weekend.
Setting records before the 250th birthday.
There you go.
Yes.
Yes. George Washington giving a thumbs up. Number three, DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen says that at the current rates, deportation numbers will surpass the 2025 numbers in the next 6 weeks. Number two, a federal grand jury is investigating alleged financial crimes by Neville Roy Singham. This is a China-based tech tycoon whose fortune has funded a sprawling network of socialist, communist, and Marxist organizations across the U.S. over the last decade. And number one, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 today that states can count ballots that arrive after Election Day as long as they are postmarked by Election Day. Go. Those are the top five stories that we are watching today. Brickhouse Nutrition, designed lean for frustrated dieters with 10 pounds or more to lose. So let's get you started. 20% off plus free rush shipping. Go to takelean.com. Use promo code MVCR to get that 20% off. That's code MVCR at takelean.com.
Just what you love to see in tech news. Got this guy, Peter Diamandis. He got some attention for saying, you know, humans do behave better when they're being watched. Uh-oh. Yeah. That's what he posted.
Well, yeah, they do.
Cameras, drones, satellites, smartphones, self-driving cars.
I don't like that idea.
Create what he calls a global sensor ecosystem. Well, and like he said, you know, again, humans behave better when they're being watched.
How do you know that, though? If you're not watching them, you don't know how they're behaving.
That's a good question.
I'm just saying.
Maybe he knows something about that.
What you're really saying is humans behave better when they know they're being watched.
See, yes. That's key, isn't it? That word, know they're being watched.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, if you know you're being watched, of course. You don't jam stakes down your pants if you know you're being watched.
Oh, like the Nimrod in the news
right,
earlier?
Yeah.
Yes. He said future generations should assume there's no such thing as off the record. Because he believes the best privacy strategy is simply living with integrity.
Okay. According to who? You?
Straight to Gitmo. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, doesn't that sound like the thought police?
Yes.
It is.
Man. Yeah, dude. You know, there's a different story, it seems like, every day that if you let it, it can scare the crap out of you. It's one of those things where, yes, there's concern and it should be talked about, that sort of stuff. But there are enough people still that are like, all right, we're not going to let that happen. Apparently what is going to happen is a St. Elmo's Fire sequel.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that out of nowhere?
Yes.
Rob Lowe had confirmed that. I didn't think that movie was that popular.
Oh, Jeg was generationally popular. Yeah. Or you would have been right there in the middle of that.
It came out the year I graduated high school.
No,
it was not looked at the same as like Breakfast Club. A lot of the time, people would talk about how irritating those characters were.
I've never seen the movie, so.
I don't think I've seen it either.
What? Well, that tells you right there.
Almost Fire. Well, it didn't feel like it was in my wheelhouse at the time.
Because it was about people getting out of college.
College and stuff. Like, I'm past that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you were past that by then.
I was playing.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I was playing John Parr's St. Elmo's Fire on the radio.
Did you like that song?
Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah? Oh, here, you can rock it right now. There you go for you. Rob Lowe said, I'm trying to get it done. I'm excited. I think the reason that St. Elmo's continues to mean a lot to people is because it's such a great snapshot of your 20s. I guess for some.
Yeah, for some people.
I don't know anybody. Like, yeah, that was just like me in my 20s.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure about that.
I was in my 20s, and that didn't register with me.
Yes. Yeah. It was too bad that was John Parr's biggest hit. Should have been Naughty Naughty.
Naughty Naughty was a great song, too. I was a big John Parr fan. Yeah.
I bet you were.
Yep.
All right. Cory Booker says, yes, we need socialists in our party. Can't wait to get to that. And around a What Your Story. Straight ahead.